Hi, this is PJ Kaiser. This is the audio recording for a new blog post entitled Birth of a Book, Part 2, More Editing. This is the second in a series of posts about my process of compiling my anthology of my best stories. If you like, you can jump back to Birth of a Book, Part 1, entitled Story Selection and Editing. There are two ways to find it easily. Go to my blog at www.pjkaiser.com. That's pjkaiser.com. Hover over blog posts and you'll see a list of all the categories on my blog. And you'll see a category there for birth of a book. And you'll find both of the posts to date in this series. You can also find it along the right-hand side of my blog in the sidebar down under recent posts, depending on what date you listen to this audio boo. Hopefully it will still be there in the recent posts category. So of the total of 75 stories that I have, the number currently slated for inclusion in the anthology remains at 26, 10 of which are complete. In my last update, I said I had 11 that were complete, so I'm not sure how that number actually went down. I'm thinking I must have had my doubts about a story and threw it back into the pot to stew a bit longer. I recently sent off 14 of the stories to my editors. I'm currently working with 3 fabulous freelance editors, and all but 6 of those stories have been returned to me with edits and notes. So my queue is full of 8 stories that require either rewriting or revision, and 1 story that can't quite seem to pull itself together. And I expect the remainder of the 14 stories to be in my queue very soon. I'm keeping track of all this with a huge spreadsheet that is either completely out of control or perfectly understandable depending on which day you check it. It's been a pretty big job for me to wrap my head around this process, but I feel like I'm starting to get the hang of it. My spreadsheet originally had a row for each story and information like the date it was finished, quote, finished, unquote, and whether it's been published anywhere. That spreadsheet included all 75 stories. I went through the stories one by one and pared them down, and then made a separate spreadsheet of stories slated for the anthology. This smaller spreadsheet includes the same type of information as the first, but also has tracking information for the editing process, such as editor assigned, status of my revisions and rewrites, etc. When I can interpret my columns correctly, which is sometimes a bit of a trick, it gives me a pretty quick status of where the stories stand and which ones are ready to be submitted to literary journals. I'm using Duotrope, by the way, to track my submissions, which I highly recommend, and you can find them at www.duotrope.com, Duotrope. If you want more information for how I'm doing the tracking or anything else, I'm happy to share, but I didn't want to bore anybody to death, so just let me know your questions in the comments. I've created a new project in Scrivener to hold only the completed stories. It's very cool to actually start to envision what the finished volume might look like. There still might be some give and take on the stories to be included, though. My genres are all over the map, and one of my next tasks will be to consider how to go about organizing it, possibly grouping stories by genre or some related thread, or, if all else fails, I suppose I could use alphabetical order. In order to tackle all of this editing and revising on my plate, I'm definitely going to need to heed my own advice that I put in my guest post entitled How to Change Your Muse's Priorities over at Word Bitches. You can find the link to my post in the blog post. As I described before, the link is embedded in there. I also haven't yet considered what I want my final word count to be for the volume and whether I want to include the serials that I've written and or how much new material I want to include. So it looks like my goal of getting it all wrapped up this summer might be a bit of a stretch, but like the Energizer Bunny, I will not be deterred. Thanks for listening and or reading, and be sure to check out my blog at www.pjkaiser.com, where you can also sample some of my fiction and find out more about what I've been up to. Thanks!